Welcome to the Lost to Boss podcast, your go-to source for IT career advice and guidance. Whether you're just entering the workforce, seeking to make a career pivot, or you have recently experienced job loss, this podcast is here to support you. Now, here is your host, Frank DiMeo.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of Lost to Boss. Today we're going to be talking about elevator speeches. What is an elevator speech? How do I do it right? Let's talk about elevator speeches. An elevator speech really is a brief overview of your background and experience, and it's important to have an elevator speech ready to go at any time, because you never know when you're going to run into somebody who's going to ask about you, and it's always good to have something in your pocket ready to go. Now, the term elevator speech comes from the scenario of you're in an elevator, someone high up in your company gets on the elevator with you, and on the way up, their person says to you, "Oh, nice to meet you. Who are you and what do you do here?" And you have basically, 60 seconds or the time they get in the elevator until you reach your floor to give them an overview of who you are and what you do. So thinking about what an elevator speech is and how it can be used, there's a couple different scenarios for that. One is you're in your interview and they say to you, "Hey, Bill, tell me about yourself," or, "Hey, Jana, why don't you give us a little bit of a overview of who you are?" And this is really a softball question, right? If you're prepared with your elevator speech at any time when they ask you that, you're going to be ready to go. And a lot of times interviewers will ask that. So it's really important to have something prepared. Another place you can use that is in a career fair, right? You're walking around to different booths, folks are there, you're meeting people, they might ask you, "Oh, hey, who are you?" or "How are you? Well, tell me a little bit about yourself." And this way you have something ready to go. A third place that you can also use this in, because it's really a summary of who you are and your background, another great place is in social media. LinkedIn. This could be a great place for your summary section of your LinkedIn profile or something along those lines. So it's really very versatile. It's important to have it. It's something you can prepare for and you can practice. So it's a really great tool. So to design your elevator speech, you should take a few things into account. One is your skills. What skills are you going to bring to the table? Two is be positive, right? Your elevator speech, you want to have positivity. You want to be radiant in what you're saying. You also want to talk a little bit about your goals for the future. Elevator speech ultimately should be very persuasive in what you can bring to them and how valuable you would be to their company. So you don't need to run through all your experience in going through your skills with your elevator speech. Choose a few key highlights from your experience, those that are impactful, right? If it's a networking event, you're going to want to start off your speech with introducing yourself first with your name. So, "Nice to meet you. My name is Frank DiMeo." And then talk about your most recent role and what it was. What's one of your big accomplishments that you're most proud of? If you're a recent graduate and you don't have any work experience, big accomplishments, think about your schoolwork. Think about the projects you're involved in. Those can be extremely helpful as well. Then take them through your historical experience, right? What are some of the things that you've done in the past, especially work-wise? How did that lead you to where you are today? And then finish it off with something for the future thinking. What's your next step? You can talk a little bit about that. And then why it is you're interested in a position with that company if you're at a job fair, or why you're interested in that position if you're in the middle of an interview. So let me give an example of an elevator speech that I might deliver during an interview. Now, if this was during a networking event or a career fair, I would probably start off by saying, "Hello, my name is Frank DiMeo," and then I would go into this. But in an interview, they may say, "Frank, tell us a little bit about yourself." And I would say something along the lines of, "I'm an excellent IT leader who's had many successes in building strong, high-performing teams. In fact, recently, my team was recognized as having resolved tickets faster than any other team in the organization. I've had many different roles in my career, mostly specific to ITSM or IT service management, and I'm very interested in this position because I believe my experience and my skills are really aligned for success and would ensure that this team could also reach a high level of SLA attainment." Long term, I'm really interested in growing with a company, building my skills and experience while helping to make that organization a better place to work. So that kind of hits on all the things, right? I have my experience in there, what I've been able to accomplish. It kind of talks about the roles that I've held previously. It's a very concise, quick elevator speech, right? I'm not going to go on and on. We definitely don't want to do that in an interview. You always want to keep it to the appropriate length. And it also talks about me growing with their company and what I want to do and how I want to help them. So it's not always about me, right? I also want to explain to them what they're going to get out of it too. So that's going to wrap it up for today. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, be sure to check out the next one.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. To stay up to date with Lost to Boss and get all the behind-the-scenes content, you can check us out on www.losttoboss.com.